Blog Talk Radio.
Ahem.
Good evening and welcome to the Concert Hour. Music hath charms to soothe the savages, so savages be soothed. We begin with a little dinner music for hungry cannibals. By the way, did I tell you the story about the two cannibals who were having dinner? As they devoured the missionary, one cannibal said to the other, "Boy, this is the end." The other said, "Yeah, I know, I'm having a ball myself."
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Thank you.
loud. For crying out loud, have your cues ready. When you're supposed to. Here we go. Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Possum Hour. I was trying to find Joe Franklin's office. Here's the link. There we go. Hope you all had a great weekend. I had a pretty good weekend, and your week ahead is full of promise. I'm thinking about doing my taxes this week, so I hope it is full of promise. And May Possumauer set you on that path, and me as well, and Ted too. It's been 801 days since they switched the motto from E Pluribus Unum to Grab 'em by the Pussy. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud innovators of products such as time-saving food that eats itself and new disposable grandparents. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. Hold on, Ted. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Beer-Battered Shrimp. You're listening to the Grenache Network, home of Ted, with super barking powers. Monday nights, it's us, Possum Hour! Ted, shut up! That's right, and during the week, it's clobbering time, with your host and mine, Shut Up, Ted! And on Friday, it's Shut Up, Ted! Oh, boy. Now with more Ted. Anyway... yeah, that's the Grenache Network thing. And the phone lines will be open in just a few minutes. This is where we do the gags.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
He actually shut up. But first, a word from our sponsor.
Our flamed grilled Whopper is so good that some people would do anything to keep the taste in their mouth.
To keep the Whopper's taste in my mouth?
Haven't brushed my teeth for 2 weeks.
It really works. But my wife dumped me.
We're done.
Don't worry. Burger King has the answer. To keep your mouth Whopper fresh, use Whopper toothpaste.
For real?
Yes. Its flame-grilled microgranules, enriched with sesame seeds, contribute to your oral health. From day one, the ultra-fresh advanced Whopper technology will help keep your breath Whopper fresh longer than ever. And you'll notice the results immediately.
It smells of Whopper in here. Did you brush your teeth?
Whopper toothpaste. Keep your mouth Whopper fresh 24/7.
Contains Whopper, not to be used before 3 p.m. Ask your restaurant before using.
Yeah, most have it. Most speaking.
Jacques there?
Who?
Jacques. Last name Strap.
Hold on. Jacques Strap. Hey, guys, I'm looking for a Jacques Strap. Oh, wait a minute. Jacques Strap. It's you, isn't it, you cowardly little runt? When I get a hold of you, I am going to gut you like a fish and drink your blood.
Where's your sense of humor, man?
In my headlights tonight. 5 pounds of possum in my headlights tonight. If I can run them over, everything gonna be alright. Make some possum gravy, Lord, what a wonderful sight. 5 pounds of possum in my headlights tonight. I got no chickens to kill, don't wanna open up no cans.
possum puss. Get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
Fuck you, Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Professor R.J. Gumby.
All right.
What's that?
How do you get a home run from that guy?
I got a Bob Saget from that one guy, though.
There you go.
Where's my thingy? Did I was gonna do this? Ah, there it is. Cool. So, how was your weekend?
Same. Nothing going
Sell
on.
Sell cigars? Slinging guards.
Oh, yeah.
At the big
Underappreciated. Underappreciated.
Yeah. I got nothing but pats on the back. Nothing but pats on the back yesterday. Just love for the chief over here. I'll tell you, nothing but compliments and pats on the back. And so, tonight's beer is brought to you by Tip Money. Thank you.
There you go.
For some reason, some lady smacked a 20 on me. I'm like, whoa. Thank you very much.
Oh, was the phone number on it?
I was not soliciting.
Phone number on it? Check that, Bill.
You know, you have to check with the guy at the beer dock.
you go. He's got a date now.
On the way home, I said, hey. So I wanted to explain what April Galk is.
Okay.
That's what you call April Fool's Day in Scotland, lad.
Oh, there you go. All right.
It's traditionally called Hunt the Galk Day. Galk means cuckoo or a foolish person.
All right.
In Scotland, it is celebrated on April 1st and April 2nd. On the first day, people play pranks and tell lies to catch each other in an embarrassing situation. According to tradition, people need to stop playing pranks and hoaxes by midday. I don't understand. On the second day, paper trails are attached to people's backs. Well, that's got to be a screamer. And both days are considered as a time of fun and merriment.
Right.
Hunt the Galk Day. Hunt the Galk.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, we used to have a Galk.
When's Dingus Day?
Dingus Day. I don't know about Dingus Day. It might be every day. I'm not sure.
April 22nd is Dingus Day.
We had this guy named Clyde.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go there. Forget it. No.
But you remember what Dingus Day is, right? A Polish day where guys run around and they squirt water on chicks.
Yeah, nice.
Wet T-shirt contest all over the place.
Didn't we celebrate that once?
Yeah. With the sissies.
We're fun like
well,
that.
Yeah,
we're fun like that. We used to be fun. We're no fun anymore. You're no fun anymore. But we can blow shit up
Polish,
still.
That sexy Polish day, but we had on the show.
You remember big pouty lip gal and I went to the top 100 Billboard chart again.
Yeah.
I believe it was 1986 or 7. I'm not sure. But pouty lipped Taylor Dane, ring a bell? Ring a bell? Anybody?
Taylor Dane. Wow.
Taylor Dane, kind of sassy. She had a one-hit wonder with Tell It to My Heart. Tell It to My Heart.
Okay, all right.
Tell and I couldn't say anything about it at the time. My wife at that time really liked the song, so I, you know, had to clam up about how I thought it sucked. So, 30 years later, here we go.
Uh-huh.
Blowing it up. Blowing it the fuck up. Blew it up. Tell it. Then I'll remember in a second. Yeah, you probably... Dr. Cake remembers. She likes that 80s music. She's a big aficionado.
Thank Jesus, I don't remember the 80s.
Ah! MTV, man. MTV. That's when music changed, man. No longer about the tunes, man. All about the pouty lip babes.
Why don't you watch what you're doing? Why don't you do what you're doing? Come on, let's get out of here. I didn't hear this. What happened? Hey, what do you think this is? A pinwheel? No. Come on, let's go. Oh.
Emotion overload. Yeah! In the heat of
pleasure. You motherfuckers!
Take me up your...
Yeah!
Into your arms.
Bitch.
Never let me go.
I have to live in a hellhole.
Tonight I really need to know.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh, let me...
Pull the string.
To the Marines.
There go the goddamn brownies.
Thank you.
Martha Smith and his Cracker Jacks, ladies and gentlemen.
There you go. Yes.
All right.
Nice little ditty.
Yeah. Good, good little tune for April Gauk.
Yep.
Gauk. Man.
Crazy Scotchman. I was looking at this Taylor Dane chick, man. She looks horrible now.
You know, oh, really? I can imagine.
Her lips turned into a duck bill, you know?
She kept putting the shit in there until they got misshapen.
She was a little bit of a slice in the 80s.
Who the hell did I see today? Oh, on the Facebook.
Yeah?
I was friends with Robbie Douglas when he was alive. He was really cool because he would talk to you and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Robbie Bunny Douglas.
I didn't know he
passed away.
Yeah,
he passed away, I think, 16, 17, something like that. Maybe even earlier. But anyway, I became friends with Tina Cole, his TV wife, after that. She doesn't. Okay. She doesn't interface with people so much. But anyway, she had a clip of herself currently, and she's gorgeous.
Yeah.
She's got to be in her 70s. And you know what I think it is? I don't think she's had any work done. She looks like her age, but she's beautiful. She really looks great.
Yeah.
Why do women do this plastic surgery bit? Yeah, that's unnecessary.
Go natural. And,
she's lovely.
Meg fucking Ryan. She ruined herself at a young age. She looks horrible.
Yeah. Yeah, she was only in her 40s. She started cutting her face up and...
Yeah. God, she was such a cutie, too, man.
Oh, she was... Oh, man. Yeah. Every time she'd come on TV, I'd go, please show your tits. Please show your tits. And she never
did.
You
go.
Damn.
Uh-huh.
What a tease.
Courtney Cox, too, man. She looks fucking horrible.
Ooh. Yeah. Well, she came out against it afterward and said, yeah, she was looking bad. Yeah. That's just dumb, man. I remember the Joan Rivers. Holy jeez. She looked like a freak show. Unnecessarily died, too, from what I hear.
Okay.
I think they won a malpractice suit on that one. Anyways, that's kind of... dark. Let's lighten things up a little bit.
Fuck that.
All right, there they are. Pulsum Lounge. I held it off as long as I could, Dr. Cake, but you're number one. And she is number one.
Dr. Cake.
Because it wouldn't be a show without Dr. K.
Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
Yeah.
That's how you say it in DJ school. They train you. They say, you got to say, Dr. K. Yeah.
WNBC.
That one guy went to.
WNBC.
That one guy went to.
WNBC.
And there's Ford, Fjord Prefect.
All right, Ford. Ford Prefect.
He's handing out gargle blasters as they dismantle the Possum Lounge tonight for our very last episode of Possum Hour.
Okay. Nice.
Right. We got to wait until Gumby goes to Korea and comes back and tells us all the stories.
There you go.
That's the cliffhanger. Or if Gumby goes to Korea and never comes back. Be a cliffhanger.
Right now, I would love for that to happen.
It'd be wild, man. It'd be like, whoa, dude, Gumby never came back, Mom. What's up, dude?
Unfortunately, I would need a job over there, though. We'll work at DJ.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Maybe they got a cigar shop in Seoul.
Maybe.
Seoul Cigars.
They might be building a wall over there to keep Gumby out. It seems to be a trend now.
You hear this shit about the guy wants to close the fucking border?
Yeah.
Do you realize how destructive that would be? I mean, it's ridiculous. But I was thinking, you know, nobody said, well, what about Canada? Because don't the trucks, you know, they go through the Mexican border, through America, up to Canada, and then it's Canada taking junk, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll spell it out. If he closes that border, we only have 3 weeks worth of avocados left, okay?
Oh, Jesus.
That's serious. That's fucking serious business.
Unacceptable. Unacceptable.
Dude, they're fucking with our our guacamole.
Uh-huh.
It's true.
That's where we draw the line.
I know, man. You gotta stand up for your guac.
That's the truth.
I mean, we import most of our avocados, man. It's a well-known secret. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, guacamole aside, Ford Prefect.
Ford Prefect.
He's gonna rub his rubber. And there's Maggie C is here, ladies and gentlemen.
Maggie C.
Gentlemen, yes, let me see, roses are red, my socks are holy, if they close the fucking border, there won't be no more guacamole, it's magic.
There it is.
All right. I don't know what that has to do with Maggie C. She likes guacamole, though. I know this about her.
Okay.
Who doesn't? Ties in.
No,
you know who doesn't? Who said, somebody said they don't like guacamole? Who the fuck was that?
Communist.
It was Bogey. No, it wasn't Bogey. Somebody said that. All right. Guacamole aside, how many times do you get to say that in one night? Three. Guacamole aside. And finally, the sinister minister of finance and parking, Mr. Wonderful himself.
Oh, I'll go on with yourself.
Idol of millions.
Uh-oh.
Professor R.J. Gumby. And that's what you'd call the possum loud. The final possum loud.
With your super host, Commodore Decker.
As the Beaver.
Hello.
Yes. Howie Starr was in Arkansas, sitting on a rail. Sweet potato in my hand, a possum by the tail.
Oh, stop that. Stop that.
Applause.
Yeah.
Oh, behave. Yeah. Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Hey, man, well, what's going on in the world here?
What do you got for us?
Have we ever done that? We have done that. Come sail away with me. We had to have done that.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Good Lord. Oh,
yes.
That was back in the 60s we did that. Yeah, I haven't really thought about much, man. What?
Oh, it's just that we were on the Dubai.
Oh, that's right. Look at this. We got chicks, babes, crawling out of woodwork.
Yeah.
Apple Cheeks Alice.
Uh-huh.
And Beth Ann San.
Yes. Nice.
Gotta love it. You got to love
it. Who's in that can?
Yes, garbage. Oh.
Shut.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed. It ain't hard to find. Jesse's got himself a girl, and I wanna make her mine.
Oh! And she's watching me with those eyes. And she's loving with that body. I just know it. Yeah, he's holding her in his arms. You know I wish that I had Jesse's girl. I wish that I had Jesse's girl. I can't find her.
What is my arm for? Oh. That's it. Hey, give me the bed.
Well, I tried to cut it before it blew up. I'm sorry. I tried.
Jesse's girl. Tell it to my fucking heart.
That was one of my when that synced up, making that blow up. I was like, oh my god, that was like orgasmic. Listen to
You gotta put Shemp's head on the cover on the over Rick Springfield's head on that album cover, man. That looked great. Shemp instead.
I remember American Pie Fight. We had that one.
Oh, yeah. That was a classic.
Oh, the memories.
To that on YouTube.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Boy, that'll be a week. After I get the taxes done. Okay?
All right.
That's a
long
deal.
Long time ago.
Yeah, something like that. How about a message from our another sponsor? Here we go.
All right. Okay. Bring it on.
You are listening to the Tut Tut Tuttle Cottage Cheese theme song, played on a theremin. Are there any other questions?
ever said bullshit.
How can you not love that guy?
That's the generic sports team song.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It works for every team. So.
Yeah.
Any sport, any team.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Doesn't matter.
Instead of We Are the Champions, they should be playing that as a sporting event.
Yeah. Ooh, ooh. Speaking of that, opening day was a couple of days ago. Today, my Pirates extinguished themselves in grand manner by losing their opening day game. And I was an article
Phillies
came past. Well, the Phillies bought the fucking World Series. They're paying that big bopper now. They got the big gun out there. Hey, man, more part to them. If they can afford to pay that guy that dough, God bless.
God bless.
But an article came by about this is the first year that Chief Wahoo has gone from the Cleveland Indians.
Oh, they did that.
No more Chief Wahoo memorabilia, sports, team-sponsored stuff. And I had always bought into this lie. I read this article today, and I went, no way, especially since the article was from 2012. This information had been out there, and I was unaware of it. They always say, well, we named our team the Indians because there was a Native American on the squad way back in the day. Louis Sokolos. Louis Sokolos, I think, whatever. But anyway, they didn't name it after him. Not really.
Right,
I mean, if they did, it was... If they did, it was because when he played for the team, the fans would jeer him and mock and do disgusting things. And people got a kick out of it.
So it was the butt of the joke, huh?
Yeah. And then they put it in context. Of course, when he played for the team, that was only 30 years removed from the Little Bighorn. So, zero sensitivity level for Native Americans at that point in our history. I don't know. This is not funny. Why am I talking about this? This is supposed to be a funny show.
Setting America straight, man.
Yeah, I know. We did a good one
on
that.
We did it.
Yeah, the engine G. We did the Hoot cover. That was Cleveland tries for political correctness or something like that. And I changed it into a guy wearing a ball cap, beat up ball cap, and he has a tooth missing and scruff. And he's a goober with a mullet and everything. The Cleveland hillbillies, we said.
All right. I like it.
I thought we should have gone farther. Yeah, well, and it is now. But at the time, I said, why don't we go a little farther, And I said a once semi-acceptable euphemism for black people. And he's like, no fucking way are we doing that one.
And
I said, but that's closer to the point you're trying to make here. You're calling them out on their racism, But yeah, they would have probably hung us.
Pushing the envelope, I like it.
Well, in a good way, though, man. I don't like doing gross stuff. Like, I've done a couple gross things for other people, and it's like, I hate doing gross shit. But
the point you're making is solid.
That was an important point. You're on the trolley. You're on the trolley.
Yeah.
There. All right. Well,
I'm with you.
Did you see the big news? What was his name? Nipsey, what's his head?
The guy
rapper.
Was gunned down or something? Yeah.
Yeah, he was gunned down. Nipsey Hussle. Nipsey Hussle.
Yeah.
Tragically Huffler. Gunned down in some kind of incident there. Of course, I'd never heard of him before he died, but that's that's just because I'm a white guy and
Columbus. What do you mean tragically shot down? I mean, was it unusually shot down?
Yeah, it was in slow motion, I think. Wait, where's he? Hustle. Hustle. Oh, wow, they got surveillance video, man.
Yeah.
Ooh, I don't want to see that. Damn, man. And he was going to come talk to the police. You know why he's going to see? Maybe he's gunned down. He was going to have a sit-down with the police and talk about, anti-gang stuff and yada, yada. So, we thought in honor of Nipsey, we would play one of his tunes. Unfortunately, it's also the part of the show that we call 3 minutes, you'll never get back.
There you go.
Let's see, what else can I tell you about Nips? Nips was born August 15th, 1985, in Los Angeles, California. He was 6'3". Two kids. That's tragic. His real name was Ermias Asgedum.
Asgedum.
Kind of explains the change to Nipsey Russell, or Nipsey Hussle, sorry.
I thought it was good, Slappy good. Wright. Wasn't it Slappy Wright that got shot down?
Slappy White. No, Slappy White. Ben in the Shafts. You're Ben in the Shafts.
You gotta change your name.
You're Ben in the Shafts. All right.
I'm watching the video now of the poor sap getting gunned down.
Oh, man, I don't see nobody get hurt. No rappers were harmed in the completion of these 3 minutes. You'll never get back.
Do 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 do. Into the first song we'll go. A singing and a swinging. She got it for the first time. Boy, she nearly had a fit. It didn't hurt the first time. Now I know she will never quit. Now the guy that gave it to her for the first time, they said he was the living end. In fact, he was the very same guy. Gave it to her closest friend. When her father finds out about it, he's gonna blow his natural top. She said, oh, it thrilled me so. Such a feeling. Nothing can make me stop. As she arose and smoothed out her clothes, you should have heard the young girl rave about the very first time she ever had a permanent wave. Harry Matthews did it. It was the first time she ever had a permanent, with maximum feeling this time, fellows. It was the first time she ever had a permanent wave. And now a song of summer romance. But before the song, a poem. The sun had tanned her and bleached her hair. Her figure was divine. He smiled as he saw her standing there. She had freckles on her butt. She was fine. I was lying on a beach so sunny. A bee came by in search of honey. I used to cry for bread and honey. I wouldn't eat it now for money. Cause if that's the place where bees get a honey, no honey for me. I said if that's the place where bees get a honey, no honey for me. I'm a yolk
sick.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition. This is...
Now, of course, that was not rapper Nipsey Hussle. That was comedian Scoey Mitchell. Everybody should know. April Fool. Scoey Mitchell. Also on Match Game. I didn't watch Match Game today. I don't know why. Oh, I was napping. No, I was talking to Gigantor. That's why. Man, he was really loud today. Man, I had to cut it short. I'm like, dude, I got something I got to do. Especially with this thing, I only got one earphone, so it like really beats up on my one ear, you know.
Why do you only have one earphone?
I don't know. Because this stupid, it's the way this stupid thing came. Like, I got another headset. I think I have another headset over there. It's like new in the box. Okay, we got a poop story to end up with. We've already touched on Chief Wahoo and the avocado shortage. All right, here's something kind of dumb. You know how they got the anti-vaxxers and whatnot, right?
Yeah, Jack.
And it, you know, it's all debunked a million times. Well, anyway, fearing their dogs will develop autism, some owners are declining vaccinations for their dogs.
Well, more power to them, Buckle.
Well, the British Veterinary Association has said that no, dogs cannot get autism. Except for maybe Ted. I don't know. Ted might. Ted has it.
It's probably an article they read in The Onion.
I think Ted has Asperger's or something. But anyway. this is kind of weird, man. Make you feel old. Things that make you feel old. I just feel bad when I win the Ted fight, you know, because then he, like, goes and lays down, and you just see the defeat, and he's like, I lost. Right. He lays down. And which is what I wanted him to do, but...
He's playing to the next one.
He's got to milk it for some sympathy, you know, like, okay, I won't bark. Now this bad news. Well, bad news. Good news that they caught whatever's wrong, but bad news for Mick Jagger. They're still touring. 75 years young, and he's still touring all over the place there. But he's going to undergo some heart surgery this week to replace a damaged bowel. He's not in good shape. All that around and pray, you know, that cocaine back in the 70s and 80s. I'm sure that didn't do no good to your heart there, pal. It wore out your bowels.
At this point, who cares?
Yeah, 75.
Coke and orgy.
Then some, pal. So anyway, good luck to Mick. We're all rooting for Mick.
Yeah, good luck, Mick.
We don't want to see the Stones go, man. So, but this is weird, man. So the Stones were supposed to be at the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival on May 2nd, right?
Yeah.
But since Mick will be recuperating, oh my goodness, lucky ticket holders, a reunion of the surviving members of Led Zeppelin, Robert Plant, Jimmy Page, and John Paul Jones with original drummers John Bonham's son, Jason. How about them?
Okay. Yeah.
That's pretty hardcore. Even though I'm not a huge Led Zeppelin fan, I think that would be rather nifty if they, you know, had a big show. Hopefully they... Boy, everybody's sleeping. Even I'm sleeping. This is the most interesting podcast. Yeah.
I think a jazz musician, a jazz heritage concert would be a damn good idea, don't you think?
Well, yeah.
The fucking Stones going on a jazz concert tour.
That is kind of dumb. Yeah, they
have that all the time. Yeah, it's like they just want to. Yeah. They want big names. They're completely getting off the genre, jackasses.
Yeah, it's still.
I'd be pissed.
Wouldn't you go to see Led Zeppelin? Stones. Wouldn't you want to see Led Zeppelin?
No way in hell. Led Zeppelin? Fuck no.
He's square.
These guys.
Why don't you go to Vietnam?
There you go. Well, I'll be close by.
That's right, South Korea over there. And we never did end that war, man. We got to get around to that. We got to end that motherfucker, man.
Well, I'll finish it off while I'm over there.
Okay, we had April Fool's stuff today because it was April Fool's Day. Oh, my goodness, that was a belch. Oh, good Lord, nobody wants to see Kim Kardashian's tits anymore, okay? Jeez, a little article on the side. No, this is McDonald's April Fool's Day prank backfired. They said they were announcing the McPickle Burger on social media.
Yeah.
You know, no hamburger, just pickles. Cheese and stuff, and people were showing up wanting one. Like, we don't actually have a. It's a joke, you know. And they're like, "Hey, man, where's my fucking pickle burger?" They're fucking pissed off, man. So.
I want my McPickle.
Well, this one guy.
I'll call 911 if you don't give me my McPickle.
Well, there's a what is grilled chocolate patty, all the raspberry syrup, yum yum, Burger King. I guess it's another prank. Anyway, this one guy was he said if you really really want to buy one of these, get a cheeseburger and ask for a billion extra pickles. So we'll see.
Okay, problem solved.
See, Apple Cheeks likes it. Tomato, lettuce, yeah. Although. Those veggie subs at Subway. Man. Speaking of which, yesterday, number two son came over to go out to lunch and whatnot. And there's a new restaurant opening. Pier 11, boiled fish and seafood. Sounds appetizing. Boiled. What's with the boiled in the name? You know, so we're kind of like, we're driving up to it and we're like, man, that's boiled? So we're I see that there's like, man, most of the tables are empty, right? And this dopey hostess is walking around, blah, 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 and not seating anybody at the tables, man, for like 10 minutes. I finally turned to my son and said, so is this fuck this shit or what, man?
Yeah.
He goes, really? Well, he's been doing customer service now, so he says his patience has improved. I said, man, let's just go over to Subway, man. Fuck this shit. So we walked out and went next door to Subway. Fuck them, man.
Didn't John Link used to boil his squid? That was Chef John Link back there, man.
It all started when his brother found a bag of onions.
I remember it, man.
Well.
Found onions.
He found a bag of onions.
Uh-huh.
It got the ball rolling. You can't write that kind of material, Bubba.
You really can't.
I've tried. I've tried, but you can't do it, man. That's real. That's fucking real life.
He was selling food stocks out of the trunk of his car when he found the bag of onions.
Oh, you don't dig Subway? Maggie C. don't like Subway.
I went there. I didn't care for it either.
Apple cheese. I like Subway for some reason. I like a cold sub, though. Sub sandwich.
Maybe I just got a bad sandwich. It was all fucking lettuce. Hardly any animal in it.
Well, see, I like more veggies, man. So I like to get the banana peppers and the onions, plenty of onions.
It's
not
food unless it's a dead animal.
Tomatoes and lettuce there. They could use better lettuce. They have spinach, though. But they
I'm not out of the pickle.
It smelled for hours. She had Subway today. Well, that veggie sub, though, man, for some reason that reacts to my body in a very negative way.
Okay, here you go.
Yes, toxic clouds of things come out of my body when I eat veggie subs. I don't know why. I don't know why I'm sharing that.
Here's some funny news.
Here's a hilarious news. Sears going out of business. They gave their executives like $1 million payoffs, and now they're going to cut life insurance benefits for their retirees.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. I'm sorry I ever spent a dime in your goddamn store. Pardon my French. Okay?
I used to work
there
back in the day.
I had to say it. Fuck them, man. I hate when they do that to employees and shit. And, you know, the man fucking over the little guy. Once again.
Oh, I know that.
Here we go. You're going to like this one. A woman was arrested for masturbating on a restaurant patio. Okay. She continued to masturbate in the cop car. This woman, she needed it. The incident happened a little after 5 p.m., so this was either the best or worst happy hour ever for quite a few people. Nothing ruins your oyster plate like the sounds of a pantsless woman going to town on herself over a table, but then again, nothing enhances beers and a lackluster conversation than a crazy person ripping their pants off and playing with themselves like a fiddle. It's all a matter of perspective and circumstance. That's another one of those deep thinkers came up with that.
Yeah. A little sideshow. I see nothing wrong.
Had to clean
with
the chair after she left, but God bless her, man. I hope she's found what she was looking for. Now you know we got Space Force to look forward to. These are all things to live for the future. There's global warming. Looking forward to that. You know, I can't wait till fucking Florida just underwater. It'll be hilarious.
Yep. It might happen.
Just ask Al Gore.
Yep.
Well, in the future. See, they got the Green New Deal, and they said, we got to cut down on cows. Why do we got to cut down on cows? Cow farts, right?
Yeah.
We've been over
this. Ozone
layer. Methane, and it's a hooch, and a foot, and we're going to be closed in. Hey, there's Ted. Hi, buddy. And in the future, we're not going to drink cow milk anymore. It's going to be cockroach milk.
Cockroach milk. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds good.
It's four times as nutritious as cow's milk. And replacing it could be incredibly helpful to feed. It's a new superfood. Can you imagine how delicious?
I go for it.
Cockroach milk.
I want to get a job milking those little bastards.
You should see the teeny little teats.
Get little tweezers.
I could not find an glove. April Fool in this fucking article, man. I'm looking, I'm waiting. It starts out like this. Was dog semen not an option? Can we not make smoothies with possum blood instead?
Hey.
How about protein powder made from ground spiders? Or slap a fresh raw donkey uterus onto your plate. No cockroach milk. Yeah. Donkey uterus. What the hell do they have to bring up donkey uteruses for?
Big bastard.
Okay. I think, Ted, do you have autism? Tell me. You have autism?
You better vaccinate him, man.
You have autism? Are you autistic? Are you autistic? Yes! I'm autistic! I'm autistic! Okay.
That's what you say.
Autistic. He's autistic. Shh, shh, shh. Okay. Let me do the poop story. Let me do the poop story, okay?
That's what we're here for, Commodore. That's why we're all gathered here tonight.
Ted's got OCD and super barking powers. Gigantor will tell you that. All new donkey uterus. All right. This is really fucking weird, man. Now, you have to assume that we did land on the moon, okay?
Yeah.
We're gonna take that as a given, okay?
Yeah.
I seen it, man. I seen it on TV. So, one of the things about space flight is it's very, there's a lot of things about weight, you know, flying through space. The rocket can only carry, you know, so much thrust to push so much weight, and it's very, they can't take anything unnecessary with them. And when they got to the moon, they went to the moon 6 times, they left big bags of poop behind.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
They were shitting all the way to the moon, and then when they got on the moon, and then they left the shit on the moon. How about
that
shit?
That's what we do. That's what we do.
So there's bags of poop in 6 different locations, and also pee. Don't forget to pee.
Uh-huh.
They're diapers. And the thing is, now there's a bunch of scientists that want to go back to the moon and get some of the poop.
They'll find out, okay.
Yeah, man. Because they want to see if the bacteria in the poop survived being on the moon, say.
Uh-huh.
Pressures of the moon. And that way they can determine if bacteria can maybe survive on Mars, which is a less hostile environment. But they say 55% of human feces is bacteria. So they're going to go poop.
You ever see the old footage of when we land on the moon? That's why they think that other planets have visited the moon. That there's that one bit where Neil Armstrong stepped in poop.
When he stepped in that one guy's
that
poop.
Outfit. Yeah. It was other ones. That was the first step on the moon, so it had to be other planets over there.
Whoa. There's Buzz. Probably Buzz Brez brought some doggy do with him, and he was a jokester. There's the potential poop of 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18 guys. 18 guys, different
18? Yeah,
poop.
18? I thought it was 12. Because
probably the guy driving the Space Force, the capsule, to poop. Magic C says to poop. To poop where no man has pooped
Alex
before.
Don't stop me. No, no.
Now, back to our show.
Quite the same. Since you and I found Lover's Lane, standing on the corner of 4th and Main, dreaming of you way downtown in Lover's Lane. The sun is down, the moon is bright, lovers gonna stroll all night way downtown in Lover's Lane. Lover's Lane. Champagne just can't compare to what we share down in Lover's Lane, standing on the corner, 4th and Main. Still it cannot match the thrill of Lover's Lane. Sun is down, the moon is bright, lovers gonna stroll all night way downtown in Lover's Lane. Lover's Lane. And I found Lover's Lane, standing on the corner, 4th and Main, dreaming of you way downtown in Lover's Lane. All the world is fast asleep, you'll be jumping off Lover's Leap with some other fella down in Lover's Lane, with some other fella down in Lover's Lane, with some other fella.
That's a song that's going to stay with you.
Oh, the old Squirrel Nut Zippers, man.
Uh-huh.
I saw a thing that said they released a new album. This is like after... they haven't had an album out in a long
yeah,
time.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. Yeah.
And they're putting out a new album, and I was looking to see if I could... maybe snag a preview for you guys, but unfortunately, not this time.
That's the case. That's the case.
As soon as we get something on there, here you go, Ted.
Uh-huh.
Go knock yourself out. Go knock yourself out, dopey dog. I can give an extra treat because we're not going to be on Friday, and Ted won't get his treat. Drippy nose all winter long, man. Anyhow,
I'm putting eye drops.
Oh, damn eyes. Damn my eye. Damn your eyes. Oh, too late. That was isn't that a Marty Feldman joke?
Yep.
Damn your eyes. Too late.
favorite guys.
Mm-hmm. Super talented, man.
Oh, yeah.
Funny cat. I'm sure you've seen his...
Check that way too early, man. Check that way too early.
I'm sure you've seen his show. His whatever. Stay on till 12. Oh, my God. I think we can swing that, man. There's just only so much possum you can cram into one evening. It's, FDA.
Yeah. We're dragging
I think
it
the FDA
now.
Or the CIA. Yeah. Somebody. Some IAs.
Uh-huh.
EIEIA. You know, honest to God, Beth Ann San, I'd love to, but I don't know how to do that. I've been doing it so long, and I've never figured out how to extend a show. What's her head used to
that's
do it all the time.
That's a Derek and Kay thing. Derek
yeah.
and Kay used to do that.
Yeah, I don't know how to, I don't know. Got nothing on that, man.
We used to be 2 hours. I thought that was too much.
We used to do two hours on Fridays, yeah.
Yeah.
And then you put your foot down, and that
hey.
Foot was you. Yeah.
That's right, baby. That's right, baby. Gumby's speak.
It's national, Jazz Month.
Jazz
right?
Appreciation Month. Yep.
Jazz Appreciation Month. I'm sorry. So,
The last day of the month is going to be Jazz Day. Jazz Appreciation Day.
Jazz Day. Jazz Appreciation Day.
So you get your
day.
Sister on.
Yeah, we know. She's hard to get a hold of, man. She's all over the fucking world, man. As if last a couple years ago, she died. She said, you got that right. Walking on the Great Wall of China over there. Did she pay to go over to China? No, they paid her to go to China. Get the fuck out
right.
of here, man. Like a boss.
Mm-hmm. And here we are.
Well, I don't know. She got all the balls in the family. Ooh. Unfortunately for me. Goo. Anyways. Cockroach milk. Man. Oh, here's a good idiot thing. George Harrison's beloved what the hell was this thing? His beloved sitar.
Yeah.
You know, he played on all the songs and whatnot. This guy in the museum that had it there. It's got a big. It's like a big guitar with a real bulbous bass, right? And the guy's going. Hey, what are we doing with this thing over here? And then he drops it and breaks the
Jesus
fucking thing,
Christ.
Man. Yeah. Yeah.
What a schmuck.
Drop. It was one of George Harrison's most prized possessions. This happened at the London's Victoria and Albert Museum. Man, that's a bad day. You know, you're just like, that ain't going away soon. They're going to be like every day you come to work. Hey, Butterfingers, how you doing? Hey, boy, my guitar is gently weeping over here. You know, geez, they're going to be slinging them. So.
I love it.
Oh, Donka. My sister's great, man.
Pass,
thank you for it.
All things must pass through this guy's fingers.
There you go. Beauty. Man, that's a bone McHead, man.
I love it.
It came the bulbous resonance chamber came completely away from the rest of the instrument. It hit the ground and the gourd bounced away. Oh man. That guy standing there with holding the neck of that thing going, oh, jeez.
Follow the gourd.
Now, why don't they have a fucking video of that? Now, that would
be
cool.
Yeah, I'd love to see that.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got a yodel
maybe
soon.
Was it Nipsey Hussle? Maybe that's why they shot his ass.
Nipsey. Yeah, it was. Nipsey Hussle was holding the sitar, said sitar at the time. And,
Follow the chord.
follow the bouncing gourd. There you go.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, guys. Thank you for it. Thank you very much. That was beauty. All right.
What you doing? Getting ready to yodel. You can't yodel. Wanna bet? Yeah.
Fire all weapons and open a hailing frequency for my victory yodel.
Yodel!
It's yodeling time with Kenny Roberts.
Way out in Arizona, in a town they call Winona, where the folks you meet all know a thing or two. Lived a lad of great ambition who had set as his life's mission to excel upon his yodelidoo. Oh, he'd play a little tune on his Spanish guitar. He'd mingle with his song the sweet refrain. He would get a lot of practice with his yodel-a-yodel-a-doo. As his cattle he was trailing, you would always hear him wailing on his yodel-a-yodel-a-doo. Oh, he'd play a little tune on his Spanish guitar. He'd mingle with his song the sweet refrain. Like flowers for the dew, and he wished not to evade her, so he used to serenade her with his yodel-a-yodel-a-doo. Oh, he'd play a little tune on his Spanish guitar. He'd mingle with his song the sweet refrain.
Buster on his balls for that one.
Oh, boy. Kenny Roberts, the Arizona Yodeler.
Yes.
And that, to go back to the Cleveland Indians, in the article they said that their spring training facilities were in Arizona. This is 2012, and they said they don't have any of the chief. They didn't have any of the chief stuff there because a lot of Native Americans live out there, man. So,
I
admittedly, it is a racist caricature by their own admission.
I'm against that. How the hell is it racist?
It's just, well, I mean, when you see an old cartoon of a black guy with the big white lips and stuff, don't you go, geez, that's kind of racist over there.
Yeah, I guess
you know, Sambo thing. And that's basically, he's a Sambo type character for the engines. I mean, they're only 1% of the population, man. We shouldn't be picking on them, man. Talking about a minority. Gee, Christmas. Can't get much more minority than that. Yeah. What's that?
They're all over casinos.
Well, shit, practically every woman I dated in Ohio, everybody in Ohio, there's a lot of people with some Native American blood in them in Ohio. It's really weird.
Okay.
Almost every woman I dated was from Ohio had, you know, oh, yeah, my
grandfather. Why do they say that? Everyone always says that. Everyone always says that.
Huh. You calling an Elizabeth Warren on them?
Yeah, exactly.
See, Ford thought all that shit was racist when he was a kid. You could see that.
Huh?
It's that's the trouble. Like, there's a great, the great Will Eisner, a cartoon genius. There's this blatantly racist character in his strip, The Spirit, that just ruins it. You know, it's like, fuck, man. You got the racist shit going on here with the gay.
I have Hikawi blood in me.
Hikawi?
Yeah. Just like those.
We're the Hikawi. They're supposed to be the Fuckawi.
Yeah. The
network censor said, no, we can't. Not the Fuckawi.
No, it was an inside joke for the writers.
But and Ford says the Braves and their stupid tomahawk chalk think that I hate. Ooh! Oh!
Yeah.
Fuckers. Fuck them.
Oh, easy.
Fuck the Braves.
Good God. Easy.
Dude, that was my last shot at a fucking World Series, man. I mean, Barry Bonds, he had his bags packed. That was it. I'm still not over that. It's only been 25 years. One of these days.
Gary U.S. Bond?
Something like that. Yeah. Steroids. It's before all the steroids. Natties. Yeah, tomahawk chop. You bastards. You know, that'll give you a tennis elbow, which is that's the ultimate revenge on all them Braves fans. When they're doing that tomahawk chop, that fucking tennis elbow. Ruins your tennis game. Yeah. So fuck them. Fuck them hard.
Isn't there a San Francisco
Ferry? What is that? The Barry Bonds. He went to San Francisco. San Francisco, and the next day, and we never sniffed the World Series again. Natties. Hey, Ted, the show's almost over.
Water.
Give me a break, motherfucker.
Water.
Come on, man. Jeez. Shush. Dopey dog. You're going to get it. You better stop. Fucking dog. All right, man. Well, say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
All right. Goodnight, Ted. Energize.
Sorry we broke up, sorry I missed you, sorry I wanted only to kiss you, sorry I promised to love you forever, made you feel guilty all when you left me, sorry I showed up at your party, sorry I drank up all the Bacardi, sorry I puked up on your bedspread, sorry I wanted to be your boyfriend again, what can I do? It's over.
sorry, I won't.